Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you for doing all these retries.
This is like Groundhog Day.
Yes, and thank you for coming back again. Thank you. We have had the same yesterday when we tried to do
even worse, though.
So
this is a problem that we've had off and on.
Yes.
But more, it hasn't happened a lot, but it's occasionally.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. All right. Let's work on this, Eric, because you already heard our spiel. I just want to let everybody know.
You have to do yours.
I have to let everybody know a couple things. First of all, that we have a disclaimer. You have to do that in the world we live in today.
Yeah.
People that lawyers in their back pockets. This show is for informational purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disclaimer. And you see it common on a lot of the stuff out there. It's just, hey, you can't get a reading here and decide that you can make a decision and then go, oh, they're liable for that because of this reading. It's like, no. The future changes. Even every might take a second and subdivide it down. It's constantly changing. It's dynamic.
Also, we are not credentialed to give you medical or legal advice. However, we can do a bit of a workaround by giving you our own personal opinion on your situation. Go ahead there, Jimbo.
And I want to give that number out. That number is 515-602-9676. We probably have a lot of discouraged folks on this twice already. Now, some of them are on Facebook, and I'm letting them know we're back. I just listen to the show. We're good. If you can, that's the key, and I guess a lot of people don't know the experience. If you call in and they say, hey, you're going to go on hold, and you don't, it's already screwed up. It's done. It's toast. That's why I call in just to check. But this time, I heard the show. It's great. It's lovely. Yep. One more thing I wanted to say. Oh, if the calls lull, we will accept messenger calls, Facebook messenger calls, but only when we ask, because we can't put you in anything. Blog Talk folks know if you're new or maybe not new.
Yes, we have a Facebook portal here for messenger, but we always focused on us.
Yeah. If you want the video so you can see Deborah, yeah. The rest of the world won't see you. Not again, because you just don't feel like it. You know, it's your call. That are on, I know they're listening because I checked. We apologize for the 400 millionth time of doing this in the last 2 days. We don't know what's going on. Today is way better, relatively speaking. It's problems. And I think
we had to give up yesterday.
We did have to Facebook only. It was like nostalgia going back in time.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Back in the day, Monday and Friday, and then we did like a Wednesday show that was Facebook only. So many international folks I just can't call.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's get the show on the road before something happens. We're going to go to the live. Area code 203, Connecticut.
Hey.
Hi there.
I'm Perseverance. I'm so glad. Hello. Both
you were. She's been hanging. Yeah, she's been calling us on Facebook.
Hi,
yeah.
Have you called us before?
Yes, she has.
Yes, I'm Pat. And
oh, hi.
Help me with. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been helping me on Facebook. Let me know.
All right.
We're silent. We're dead. You know, stuff
sure.
Like that.
Sure. Well,
yeah.
Pat.
Right.
Happy to hear from you.
Glad you persevered. I've got two quick questions. One. Sort of a fiasco with my car again. I needed help with my muffler. My mechanic couldn't find the part, so he said, you've got to get the Subaru parts, $4,800. He said, but don't do that. Go to Meineke. And what I did was, instead of Meineke, which I figured was going to be $300-$500, I went to this crazy place where you wait in line, they fix it. It's, you know, it's just one of those crazy. Did I make the right decision?
What
I needed
say?
A.
Oh.
Huh?
No, I was going to suggest, but I don't know if you have them up there. The one, my favorite places that work with you when there's issues is, we have one called Buckler.
Oh.
They have done
You're
me so right. Oh, see, here we go. Down here, we've got a place called Big L's Muffler.
No, we don't have that.
That's too bad. But
Did I go to the right place? And he also took a piece off that said I didn't need replacing, and that is the heater shield.
Okay.
They gave me a flange attaching to the converter. They did not replace the heating shield.
Okay. I just wanted to know if that was a good decision.
Yes, and what would be your second question?
I'm going to court next Thursday, small claims court, finally for against my mechanic that blew my engine 2 years ago. I'm asking for like $3,500. It's the bill. It's literally what it cost me to get it fixed. And someone said this is a settlement thing, which means he'll come in and say, I don't want to pay that. I'll pay half, or I'll pay this or that. And If I don't agree to what he offers, we will then go to a hearing. And someone said to me, well, that's a risk. You don't know who you're going to get and what they're going to decide. So what do you see? I know he's going to fight me. I would really like to. Okay.
Now, remember, I can't give you, like, the verdict. Or
any information we provide you is not from legal knowledge. We don't have credentials. We're not lawyers. We're not even anything. So that's our disclaimer. Yeah, we can't give professional advice, legal,
no, I
medical.
I can ask those questions in my.
She can tell you what she sees, but as far as disclaimers, so nobody comes back and sues us.
Yeah.
Is the big thing.
Oh,
people,
I got it.
People, yeah. You know, it's for a lot of new people. Thing. We're not credentialed, so we don't pretend to say that we use professional experience in the legal field to give you this information. This is totally for say. Quite often, it's accurate unless the future she doesn't see it.
Now, for those of you that are new and would be interested to know, I'm using a 24-card layout for every reading that we conduct during the show. Others like to say a random draw of cards. I really and it also gives Facebookers the chance to see the layout looks like for if they do a private reading sometime. And then I go through them more than once. So I just thought you'd like to know that. It also gives me a chance. I like to call it see the whole playing field. And, well, I'm going to tell you something. In preface, as far as getting that work done, yes, you did the right thing.
Gotcha. Oh, thank you.
I think so. I've had, and obviously, we're not talking the same of it, but she has the cars. But experience, those places, they don't last long if they're not doing it right. The ones that are cutting corners, no, what they're doing is they're not screwing you over. They're finding workarounds. That's why I threw that big L's out. Those guys have done wonderful things. I mean, I had a foreign car that was going to probably need like $1,200 from a dealer. I walked out with less than $100.
Right.
Well, now to your other question. I would want to preface this by saying Jim had a lawsuit with a towing company.
Yeah.
And he should have been dead to rights to win this case.
I was right.
Tell them what happened, that they robbed you.
I had a car. I had a toolbox in it. I had to get it towed to a tow place.
He had meters and...
I had my toolbox there, and I bad thing was, is the only way you could get that toolbox out was to open the hatchback key, because it didn't have a button. So somebody there that had my key that did it, somebody that was there.
With an inside job?
Yeah, and they were saying, well, somebody must have been, and the Virginia law says all they have to do is put adequate security. If somebody defeats it, they're not liable. And I kept trying to explain it to the judge. I even told him that law. And I even did the other lawyer's job for him. I said, oh, I know. I understand. I put adequate security up. I said, but it wasn't that. It was inside. And bottom line, I wasn't a lawyer.
And the judge, where you had said at the time, seemed very friendly with the lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. And I just I felt like I was talking to a brick wall. Behind me thinking, right. This guy's done. Maybe I'll get some coffee with his buddy over here. Because I wasn't a lawyer. I wasn't one of his buddies.
So take this as far as you can, Pat. And let the chips fall the way they may. I'm saying this because I feel you're really going to take this to heart if you don't win this case. And you've got so many variables.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like you're playing the lottery here. Will the individual who's presiding, will they be in a good mood?
Right.
Have firm evidence. Burden of proof is on you.
The thing that she hasn't, that's not really in her favor, is she has nothing to lose. There's no counter suit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She has just everything. Yeah, you have nothing to lose except your time. And sometimes I notice, because I've been to small claims, sometimes they like to settle in the middle because they think they're making everybody happy, which isn't necessarily right. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I've seen them do bull crap, but, you know, it is what it is.
You know, you
that's,
do have
–
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you.
Go ahead.
Oh. There's a delay. Let her talk.
Okay, you talk first, Pat.
10 seconds.
No, you had something important to say. I could tell. Go ahead, please.
I was going to, let me first gather my thoughts again.
Yeah, that train, her train of thought. It's in the river.
Well, see, I get visuals, but then I have to attach words. Oh, here is what I wanted to say. Money is a big troublemaker for you, Pat. And, and realistically, how can it not? You and I share that trait. We can be givers until the cows come home, but sometimes we let money play too big of a role in our own personal life. It's like the more we try to hold on to it, the more it just blows away. So my thought is try to focus on abundance, even though right now you haven't got much for abundance. But focus on that in your manifestation instead of going the route of, I hope, I need. You know, say to yourself, this will come through for me. I have the money for this. So you sound determined, okay? So I feel like the less you and I try to squeeze every cent out of these dollars that are so precious to us, the more we will get additional money and not have to pay so much all the time. I hope the best for you in court. When is next week? Am I talking too
next
loud?
Thursday.
How about, I would expect we'll be doing a show on Wednesday.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we're going to do lots of shows.
Or it's going to be Monday on newsforthesoul.com. Broadcast from here. I want to look at your closer to this court date. Because I know that your own worries and, you know, they do get in the cards. They do.
Okay. Yeah. It was a stressful day today. And
yeah.
The show's breaking up a lot. So, yes, I will happily call you back again closer to the court date. Thank you both. I love you both.
Okay, now. Angel card.
All right.
Okay.
Stand by for angel card reading. Subject is, you know what to do. Archangel Uriel, that says, trust your knowledge and act upon it without and delay.
Well,
without
boy,
doubt
that's
and delay.
A tall order, boy.
Well, yeah, it's hard to trust yourself when you kind of you're kind of in rough spots.
But that's why I say, let me take another look at you and your
all
situation.
Right.
All right, honey. Take care.
Love you.
Try
too.
Not to
you too.
Love you and
thanks.
So glad to know you. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. You too. You're both adorable. You're just great
oh.
people, great souls.
Well,
yeah.
thank you. We love
thank
doing
you
this.
So much. Yeah.
Take care.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Okay, well, we did get a call in. That's right. I didn't. Sorry, honey. I didn't put you back on mute. She can still listen. Mute her. You know, we
yeah.
don't. Some people want to continue to listen. Maybe their radio isn't available, phone's not available, or their phone. You know, that type of thing.
I have to mention something else, and this will be available as an archived podcast. Timing is everything when it comes to, you know. Help me out here, Jim. I'm like. You know, when you are involved in a situation that you want to get through on the phone to talk to me, and we just seem to connect, that's timing. We have to sometimes let things occur within their own best time.
Yeah, that's one of those intangible things that you find clearly on paper in black and white.
And
know?
It's also connected to that word we don't like.
A little
the patience.
Yeah.
And there have been people that have arranged private sessions with me that I tell you, I've had to, it felt like I was literally walking through fire trying to make a connection with them. And then boom, there it was. Perfect. Well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
A lot of Facebook viewers right now that I'll give that number out. A lot of people probably are like, well, that show ain't happening.
Yeah.
So we have this 7 million callers I gave up. 515-602-9676. You can still call in. Folks that were on earlier, you might be listening on Blog Talk, but are not on hold that you're thinking that show's poop. We're good. If you're listening, call in, get on there, get your reading. For Facebook Messenger, folks, I gave the number out. You can call in, or you can Skype in. We get Skype. We do get Skypers. Skype.
We
too.
Also can accept WhatsApp.
I didn't know they set that up yet.
I thought I read that.
I knew you read that, but they did.
Thing it too.
We all could be smoking a big bowl of dope and didn't even. It is legal in a lot of states now, even this one.
I know. I don't mind remembering back in like,
it does. Not long ago.
Thinking how...
Wasn't
and
that
I was
when
that never...
Was a big deal?
I was big into that.
You know, everybody's
no.
got their own things. Some
yeah.
people like this. Some people... Everybody's got their own things.
But boy, back in the day, those that advocated marijuana as being healing and, you know, a way to alleviate pain, et cetera, everybody looked like they were crazy. You know, out of their minds.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Now,
yeah.
look. I think they were ahead of their time.
I keep leaning over. Talking, Miss Debbie.
Yeah.
I'm typing. I can't type. And some people can do that. If I typed and talk, both would get screwed up. I'd be gibberish. I'd be saying some words that I meant to type, and I'd be typing words I meant to say. So it would like be like it would be like Pig Latin or something like that. All right, we have another caller, which is good. Probably one of our other callers that probably thought, what is going on with this show?
Yes.
Yep. Three times a charm. Stand by, Facebook folks. Hi, Luna's here.
Luna.
Here, I will give that number out. We're going to go to our another caller who just joined us. We see you. We physically see the caller list, so you will not get screwed and forgotten.
We have 20 minutes left, so don't
no,
worry.
No, we have more than that. I remember we officially did the show. We restarted it. We got more than 20. Ish. But real quick, I want to give that number out to people who are listening or on Facebook. The ones got kicked to the curb twice when we had to reset the show. 515-9676. Time to call in. Plenty of time. And I want to go to our next. See, I want to look. I like to be smart, even though I'm not. Ah, cool. Interesting.
Well, you have to share with the rest of us.
Well, I wanted to go live for that spins up. 903, which the internet tells me in Texas, 903, your next caller.
Hello.
Vilkelman.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you here?
What's your first name?
Yes, I'm Jasmine.
Well, hello.
Oh, Jasmine's a Facebooker.
Yeah, we know.
I like that.
Called us before, Jasmine.
Cool.
So, what's happening? What's going on for you?
I guess just trying to navigate life.
Mm. Oh, isn't that like the mission of every single human on this earth, trying to navigate life?
Yeah.
It sounds like you have a lot of help in the background trying to help you navigate back there.
Never fail when you get on the phone. Yeah,
it sounds like you got a lot of youngins running around there.
Yes, it's my cousin's youngest son. Well, his only son, but
he's kind of following. That is the truth. Yeah.
Jasmine, tell us a good specific thing you'd like answered.
I'm sorry, say again?
Are we cutting out on you?
Your voice had got low, but I can hear you now.
Cell phone, internet thing, just go.
What would be a specific question you ask us for your
reason? My husband works out of state. And I'm so ready for him to come home. And so I guess I want him to come home this year, but he's predicting he may come home next year. But I'm hoping he comes home this year because we have two kids and I just want him home. Sure. So I'm not sure like what's that.
Home for, periods of time here.
Yes, he has. He's been gone since August of last year, and he's come home for, like, the holidays, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays. He's came once this summer, but it's just, sporadic every couple months. And then he'll be here, for 4 or 5 days.
What would you like to know, hon, about your husband, if he's going to come home soon or stay there for another year?
I guess the time frame, maybe. Or it's like, I'm not sure, whichever way question or way to word it is the best. Like, will he be here this year or when he comes home, will he, will he be here to stay this time or something like that?
So basically a general thing about his coming home, like, and soon, not soon, will it be frequent or will it or semi forever, so it's about the coming home, which is pretty big.
It is.
What does he do?
Yeah, occupation.
If you don't mind, you don't have to reveal it.
Oh no, he's a contract worker. So this is supposed to be his last final contract, and then he'll be able to work locally. But he wants to stay gone. Like he wants to make money, but like I think it's wearing on him. So I feel like he wants to come home now, but it's like. He knows
he
can say so next year how much money he'll make, but it's like.
That type is really tough. Now, I've only done it domestically, but still you're away from home, whether it's 1,000 miles or 1,600 miles.
It's like how the guys work on oil.
I mean, you make some bucks. You make some bucks.
And so this was supposed to be kind of like a transition from oil field to this. To go coming back home.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I see you front and Jasmine. You want him. You want him home. I mean, money is wonderful for security, to have the things that you need and to be able to pay your bills and all. But still, there's such love between the two of you. It would be awfully nice for him to work closer to home. And here I see him and, really finds providing for you and the kids a very important thing. It's his mission that he wants to make sure you all are taken care of. And he loves you deeply. Will he home this year, I think he's going to try and be very and get in that extra year.
Yeah, especially coming to an end soon. I mean, it's like I said, it's on the road. It's tough. It really sucks that you're separated from everybody you love, but you're making. And it's not like you're having. He's not there spending it, but he's taking it. It's good for the future. So it's a tough call.
And he adores you and those.
And that's
so
what makes
much.
That's what makes the decision so tough.
Yeah, right there. And if you see these cards, there would be no doubt in my mind how much he dearly loves you, Jazz.
That's the part that makes it.
We've known each other since fifth grade.
Now that's a love story.
It's a little childhood sweet.
Yeah. And for you both to stay so strong in your commitment that you can start this way. It's like you should get a gold star.
Well, and it's actually making it better for your future. You're able to overcome this. If you can overcome this, you can overcome anything.
He is going to end up being able to work from, where you
are. Like she was saying, that it is inevitable.
Personally, I think that this year could go very fast. Stay busy. I mean, in the past, I've been a Navy. I'm also a veteran. Jim is a Navy veteran.
I am that.
And the more you can occupy yourself and keep the kids busy, the more you can just have a really good outlook on life. It does help to make the time.
Yeah.
So thank you, Ron. We're going to give you your angel card reading.
Card reading, and we apologize to the folks that have been reconnected 4 billion times, and we're repeating all of them. We are not repeating. At the end of Deborah's reading tonight, not every night, we have a bonus card reading, and tonight it will be angel card reading, which we...
One thing for you.
So you know not to hang up, but back to Deborah.
Yeah, Jasmine, last perception here that I see, he never feels like there's enough money. He could have a room filled with cash, and he would still worry.
Well, you worry about the future.
Yeah, he's a good man, very good man.
Especially when you're going there, you're working all that money, you're banking it, and you're like, God, I hate this, because this is going to help our nest egg in the future. So it's tough.
So, all right. Anyway, I wanted to make sure to share that with you. Here we go.
Excuse me, I just killed myself. Back to your angel card reading. I shouldn't use the word kill myself in. It is a weird clairaudience.
Clairaudience.
Right? Okay, I've never heard of that word ever in my entire life. But it is from Archangel Zadkiel. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. So,
sure. That's another point. You got to surround yourself with supportive people.
As much as you can.
Yeah.
As much as you can. And you'll know, because a lot of times automatically embrace you.
Yes.
Yeah, if they're really loving, you won't have to.
And it's going to be a beautiful future for the four of you as a family. Really good future. He's lucky to have you, Jasmine.
He knows.
Oh, and he knows it,
He knows it, and that's why he's trying to bank all those. Because he's got a family. He's got a wife and two children.
So take care, hon. And we love to
Thank
hear
you
from
guys.
You. Oh, you're so welcome.
Be patient with our problems.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again. Hopefully you are free.
Yeah, I think she generally is. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Let's keep on rolling since we got like two bad starts. We're just going to roll right into the next phone call.
All righty.
We are going to area code 775, which internet tells me is in Nevada. 775. Welcome to the Hickalob Dr. Show.
Yeah. What's your first name, please?
Hi to both of you. My name is Wendy, actually from Sacramento, California. And you're right, it is a Nevada area code, but I really live in Sacramento. And I have a very important question.
Okay.
We like that.
Yes.
I turned 71 on July the 6th, and I've been paying 20 years on a long-term care policy that I can use for home care. I have paid over $53,000 in premiums I finally need to use the plan, and this long-term care insurance company, the name of the company starts with a U, they're dancing around, and they don't write policies like this anymore. It's an indemnity plan, and will I be approved for this policy within the next month, I hope, or what's going to happen?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, we've done a lot of really good paths with those dealing with disability, government, and also with different insurance issues. It's funny how they act like it's their money. It's your money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting business.
So I'm going to look for you, and Jim will talk so we don't have dead air.
Okay. So I guess there's doubt in your mind. Were you, when you were obviously putting this policy on, you thought it was a done deal, no big deal. No, sure, right?
Well, I anticipated that they would not be thrilled to hear from me because of the nature of this policy, and I have a huge amount of medical backup, MRIs, CT scans, occupational therapy, physical therapy, clinical notes. Plus, my doctor wrote a letter to the company explaining the severity of my conditions and that she hopes that they consider this when making their decision.
It's sad that they get to make a decision when you paid into a policy.
It is. And they are really trying, from what I perceive here, to find a loophole about you.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yes.
Trying to find a way out.
No.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to tell you, this is what we do with personal prophecy readings. When I'm perceiving sometimes a bit of a negative response, you may have to really get busy and find that chain of command. Get to the highest person you can get and threaten to expose them. I mean, social media, the news, if you've been watching, news stations and stuff, they're all looking for dirt.
There's a lot of people, and even national news places that like to do the consumer help out the person that nobody wants to help type of thing so they can make it internationally.
There is a man here, but you're going to have to do work to get to him. But you have a right to keep somebody higher. And you're going to get to him. And the words I'm hearing, and I just say what I'm perceiving, he's going to say, he wants to shut her up. Okay?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be the squeaky wheel on this. You've got your dog. Try to get an advocacy group behind you. I'm going to go to town because go ahead.
What happened was when I first talked to the woman who was assigned to my case, her name was Jane. I won't say her last name, of course. I did not flinch. I answered everything immediately. But there was a point in the conversation when she said, well, have you seen specialists? And also when I told her by diagnosis code, she made light of it. And so I did say to her, do you have an MD after your name? Do you have a license to practice medicine? And I think she was surprised because most people just lay down and die. And I have worked in a health insurance environment for 23 years. And there is a lady named Margaret that works for the state of California. And we've been discussing this and she wants me to keep in contact with her. Something I know is that most insurance companies don't want to hear you say the words, I will be contacting the Department of Insurance. I don't want to hire an attorney because with this indemnity plan, the daily award right now is $500. And after paying the caregiver, the way the plan works is I'm allowed to keep the balance for whatever. My goal is not to try to get money. My goal is to get safety and health and help.
And the next day after speaking to Jane, I asked to have a new case person, yeah. And her name is Tina, and she acted like she had empathy for me, and she even said she had one of my diagnosis codes. Well, I'm not going to believe she's my new best friend. I'll be friendly and professional to her,
yeah.
Absolutely. But so the head lady's name is Carrie. She knows that I was upset after speaking to Jane, and she did switch me to Tina. Was it a smart move to be switched to Tina?
I think it is. You may go through several, all right, because they need to go away or to accept what they're just give you. But you're going to have to really put some boxing gloves on for this one. Another key individual. Contact, I've seen lots of good things happen, is your congressman or woman.
And I think that's if it comes down to that.
Yeah, keep that for the ultimate stroke. And here we go. Yes, but you're doing the right thing, Wendy.
Stand by for your angel card reading.
Yes.
Subject, you are safe.
Well, will I prevail? Yeah. Will I be approved? And about when will I be approved if I am? Will it be in a month or what?
Right now, I'm just seeing the, what do you call it? The journey, the struggle for you to get where you need to be. And there's a man in that chain of command who is actually going to help you. Let him read you your...
Yeah, we got it. We have other callers. We have to move on.
Yeah, but you... calling us.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we go live,
feel
free to call. We'll take a call.
Every reading builds on the previous one.
Clarity. It'll be clearer and clearer. My Archangel Michael says, I am protecting you against your energies and guarding you, your loved ones.
Well, I think it's looking good.
How about that?
She's going to have to climb that chain.
Well, and that's the guy you'd want to have you.
Say, come on, Michael.
Yeah.
Archangel, we're going to work together on this.
Thank you for calling, and
we got to move on.
We got a lot of callers. Thank
you. God bless you both. I love you both, and thank you.
Thank you for being here with our troubles tonight. Yes. Okay.
I agree. All right, we're going to area code 203 for the state of Connecticut, 203.
I'm not going to be using my new best friend. I'll be friendly and open to her, absolutely. I want to give you one more. Her name is
203.
She knows that I was going to stand up and speaking to Jane. And
isn't that the one we just spoke
to? I may have been. Okay, we got a... And we're going to go to, and I'm not going to bother looking it up because we're under time constraints. Swinging a miss on my part. We're going to area code 510. What name and where are you calling from?
I'm Aaron, and I'm calling from California.
Well, hi there, Aaron.
The great state of California.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding.
Yes, hon.
Yes.
What can we do for you? I don't know if I've ever read for you before. Have I given you a reading?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so, but welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're only a newcomer once.
Yeah, and as a newcomer, some people are hesitant, but you can be very, very, very specific on your question.
Yeah.
Anything doesn't have to be love. Anything you would like to ask.
Yes, please. What can we do for you?
Let it rip.
Okay. Figuratively asking and speaking, how am I going to get out of purgatory, almost technically speaking, in context of finances, one, and my love life is in the grave, deep in the grave.
The two big aspects.
What do you
in the ditch. Yep.
The grave. So, you guys got anything?
So you're looking for some insight on when you can get out of the the graves, the ditch, the horribleness,
purgatory.
The purgatory of your finances.
Yeah,
and
purgatory.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
all
purgatory.
Right. The cards are going down. I'm glad. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being very specific about that. And all questions, good questions, and the better that you information you give, it's going to get to be a better reading. And you did pretty good for your first time. In the finances, those are like, I will say love is probably the number one. This is pretty high on the list of questions that we get to. Understandably, those are.
I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And that, yeah, we're humans. Those are things in our lives, right.
Aaron, you're very much, all of us, we've made mistakes in our past. Mistakes in judgment, you know. Just,
choices.
Yes. And your cards indicate that you tend to up over that, and that isn't going to help self-care.
Yeah, it's okay to get mad at yourself for a few minutes or whatever, but then you got to say, I know what, I just I learned, I won't do it again.
And you're a different man now, completely. There's a transformation.
Sure.
Here,
when you're young, you got to give yourself a break for being an idiot.
I see clearly that there are some amends that you need to make from about the past. There's who's at a great distance from you, but oh my goodness, her dearly. And she would really like to like reconnect with you. Do you know who that is? You might have to think about it for a while.
You might have to think, because it's the past, so sometimes that can be hard to go back about the person,
But it'll ring a bell.
If he thinks about it, he may be like, oh.
What I get also, go ahead, say it.
It can't be a relative. I don't think.
No, I think it's a woman who loved you also very much.
Yeah, not a relative love.
Woman that did.
Yeah. You do know that. We don't expect you to make a decision.
No one
that
I would be interested in going back to.
No, but I think you need to make what do you call it? Like closure.
Amends.
Discussion to finalize, because if you're interested, but it sounds like that person.
Well, her heart has broken, and
sure.
I think she needs a good apology, and that would be enough. Also, you've got a couple of men here that I think took the fall for you in some way. In the past, you have very deep cards, and you have past in a lot of ways, but you know what? Time to close the book on all of that. Time to start loving yourself. And there's a guy here. There's a man here that is going to, he's undersure to come true, which my listeners know I love in the layout, because in all the years that I've been giving readings, this one a designation, this stuff comes true.
Yeah.
And this is somebody that's really going to help to turn your life around. And I'm not necessarily thinking, it's somebody spiritual
and
minded.
It's the first readings, so you don't really have a lot of history on his past and stuff.
But you are going to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You are going to literally walk out, like in the movie, what's the name of that movie, Over the Rainbow? Yeah. When the house lands and she opens, and in front of her is that beautiful, colorful garden.
It's an amazing color from 1940-something.
You just put faith and hope on you. You really do. Put some faith in all of this and hope. Hope is everything.
Yeah, this purgatory sounds like it shall not last.
You also have a guide, one of your guides walks, and I see his hand on your shoulder.
A spiritual
guide. And he puts his hand on your shoulder. And, you know, I got to tell you, you have escaped death many times in your life, Aaron. Many times.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for it, because you have a calling and you're going to answer it when the time is right. You've got a bit of a walk ahead of you.
Yeah, it's probably not even any chance that you even know what that is yet.
No, you probably
the
don't.
The time is not.
Very spiritual. And the one thing is very good. Look for the lesson in all of this in terms of your walk through life. And you watch, things are going to change in a big, big way. So, to bear that in mind.
And stand by, we're going to give you a reading at the end here. These are infamous angel cards. Just clear your space. And this is Archangel Joel. It says, get rid of the clutter. Clear the energy around you and use Feng Shui.
Okay.
We got to clear.
Yeah, and I think that can be mental clutter.
Well,
and emotional clutter.
Well, remember, he's a love life and financial feeling right now.
I also feel, Aaron, not just, you know, but I think you have some children out in the world you haven't met, but you will one day.
A child in the world that I have not met?
Yes, at least one.
Well, a lot of us never know, really, do we?
Yeah.
Us men.
So call me again, because we're going to be on this. I think you've reached out for confirmation that you can live a good, fruitful, happy.
And the very first reading,
it's
really going to be hard to get precise info. You did a question, but without a lot of background. So good, but if you keep calling for your free readings, there'll be more build up and it'll get better.
Yeah, please do. And thank you so much. I think
you're
our last.
Thank you.
No. Oh, thank you very much. And
all
please,
right, thank you.
Yeah,
right.
We hope to thank you for calling. Thank you for holding.
All right.
Going to area code. Oop, I should probably turn the microphone down. 631. Which I believe is up in the great state of New York, 631. Thank you. You're the next caller.
Yes, hi. I'm from Long Island.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, so my question is, I have two questions. My first one is I'm going for a bus monitor job tomorrow. I worked there before, but I'm applying again because I can make better money than what I'm doing now. And do you see me getting a boyfriend, significant other?
Oh, sure. What's your first name?
My name is Suzanne.
Well, Suzanne, nice to hear you. If you or others tried to call us last night, one technical problem after another.
Or even the first two attempts at the show, we had some issues too.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you very much. The clock is ticking, so we're going to pick up the pace a little bit here.
Okay. You can give it a few more minutes.
I mean, if you need
to. Let's try not to disappoint any callers. Do you have that one more?
I'll extend it because we don't want to be killed between the third start of the show. We axed a lot of callers. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm in New York.
Okay, I'm laying
Hello.
Off the cards.
Hello. I'm sorry. You're still here, correct?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, it was me. A lot of times she's doing multitasking on Blog Talk, and we're also simultaneously doing Facebook Live. So,
okay.
Oh my goodness, Suzanne, this is magical. It really is. You, I feel, have nothing about getting this job. I already feel like it belongs to you.
All right.
And you've tried, did you say you worked there before?
Yeah, I worked there last summer, and there's another summer. I don't know if they're going to rehire me. Hopefully they will. I just want to work 5 hours because, you know, I don't know. I'll do that.
Yeah.
And then,
well,
do you see, what about my love life?
Well, your love life, this man is coming with a bow on top of his head for you. Oh,
when?
Yes. Well, very soon, I feel.
How am I going to meet him? I go online and I'm meeting losers. I mean, big losers. I don't want an old man who's like set in his ways, like really, I don't know how to explain it, so.
No, this will be like, you put in an order on Amazon and it's coming fine. All right. So just the losers.
But when?
Go. I don't know.
Am I going to meet them?
All right. How about if I say it this way? I think what I see here, this man, and he's like tall, dark, and handsome, coming into your life, and you both will be together as a couple by Christmas.
But when?
The thing, it's all about timing.
Yeah, well,
we have
Christmas.
We
so.
Have a lady that works with us who says it's like when you cook turkey. You want your turkey to be fully cooked by the time, you know, it comes to you. You don't want to rock.
Oh my God.
Where's my thing over here?
How am I going to meet him?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a job. But I'm going to have to bring your clothes because we still have others and got to just keep calling us. We'll be back on the air on Friday night.
All right.
And we have an angel card for you, hon.
Yep, stand by for your angel card reading, and the subject is overcoming difficulties. Archangel Jeremiah, he says, the worst is now behind you.
Yeah.
And you are surrounding any, you're summoning any previous challenge. You're surmounting any previous. Made this, look how they made the font.
Yeah.
So it's almost invisible.
I think good things are coming.
Yeah,
but for
that's
you.
The bottom line is you're challenges whether you like them or not, and you're going to surmount them. That's what the archangel
so
is
you
saying.
Care. Give us a call again, and we'll build on this. We'll add
okay.
reading to reading, okay? But you do, this man isn't just going to be a boyfriend. He's going to be your husband.
You do the voodoo that you
yeah,
do.
Okay.
The problem is I'm going to be 62 in October. I don't look it. I have a 21-year-old son, but most of my men in age and older are like, we're not going to live with you. You're not going to get my Social Security. I just want to see you once a week.
Yeah,
hon,
I've been in the same boat. I'm 65. And I'll tell you what, I think this is than you by not too much. But remember, the 60s and 40s. So put a
no, they're not. Not the men in their 60s. They're like... They act like they're 100, or they want to work 7 days a week and say, I'll see you once a week.
Then don't
they, most of the men I meet, the good ones are taken, so I meet the yucky ones.
Then in the age pool, they don't have to go across age, but go down to the 40s. If that
well, because if I don't meet anybody online who are in their 50s or whatever. That's why I'm trying to get offline. I'm just asking
try,
God to send me
yeah,
a 55-year-old.
Yeah,
try Bumble.com.
I've tried them all. I get nothing.
Well, hon, call us again. We think you're here, and
we'll be here again.
Yeah. Take
oh,
care.
Well, you said I'm just maybe going to meet him at work because I'm not trying online again.
Okay. Decision. All right.
Thank
take
you very
care.
Much
okay,
for calling.
Bye, hon.
Okie dokie.
I got it. We'll have to quit soon. I'm getting
ahead. Yeah, we are. We're going to go to dun, dun, dun. We're going to go to area code 205, I believe, is in the great state of Alabama, 205.
It is. Welcome. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for holding.
What is your first name?
My first name is Patricia. And I just, anything that spirit feels that I need to know,
okay.
Please and thank you.
Are you a first-time caller?
I am.
Okay, well, it's kind of a general thing. She'll take a look, but when you're a first-time caller and it's sort of a general, be a foggy, hazy kind of answer. If you want to add some details while she's putting the guards down, please feel free to do so. That'll help.
It takes time for me to connect with you spiritually.
Yeah.
And that usually takes about 3 readings.
Yeah. Of nothing of your background or maybe things that are going on in your life, spiritually or otherwise. So, but the cards are going down. You feel free to leave it at that, or you can add more info if you'd like.
If spirit, I don't really have anything to add. Just if spirit has anything significant for me.
Okay. Well, she'll take a shot and see if she sees anything. It'll probably be big picture. What do you see?
Yeah, why don't you pick out a couple angel cards, because I am really up on that.
Really? Okay, so the cards aren't really nailing anything.
No, and also, we've been at this for a long time.
Yeah, well,
tonight.
We've had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, but we will be on a lot. Mm-hmm. We're on a minimum of 2 times a week, typically 3, 4.
Okay.
Sometimes we're doing marathons and going a lot. All right. We're going to pick out a couple angel card readings for you tonight, and I will play the angel card harp, of course. The we're going to look at a couple of them. We have this one is Healthy Lifestyle, Archangel Raphael. A healthy diet, get adequate sleep.
You need to bring
and exercise. Well, it's not the glasses, it's the color. And exercise regularly for optimal health, which affects your spirit. I mean, they are interconnected. Your physical health, and spiritual health, they're tied together. Next, Andrew Carterine is nurture. Angel Gabriel says, as you nurture your own inner child.
Mm-hmm.
Both activities are important for you right now. So,
yeah.
Sometimes people forget about themselves. They worry about children.
Yeah, that was what I picked up on
the big
in
picture.
Your reading.
The big picture is don't forget to take care of yourself. Is
right.
Basically,
and
that.
I really think that self-care, love is really important.
And both those cards that were basically about your inner self, about eating, or the physical stuff, eating, exercising. The other one was also about nurturing your spiritual inner self.
Yeah. So let's work a little bit more next time. Because I have to call.
We had technical difficulties, no fault of yours. But we did extend the show to help out.
I am available privately for all who are listening. You can to my website, which is psychiclovedoctor.com. I'm also available on heal.me, which is a fantastic website filled with all kinds of various modalities and healing and into self-discovery. So I am available.
Yes. And one of our callers bought the book during the show. Pat from Connecticut actually purchased the book, and she asked about how to connect, and you just told how you can connect for a reading.
Yeah, the book right now on Amazon is on sale. They have it, I forget how much.
I think Jeanette posted her a link when she asked.
Okay.
So that was cool.
So if anybody's interested in reading the background, and it even includes lessons that those of you can use to start learning personal prophecy. So I want to wish you all a very lovely evening. We're new to the spiritual channel, and it's been a so far. So take care. In the world.